Mark, thank you very much for doing this little extra job. When did you first decide to tackle Winterizer?
Well, it is like one of the great mountains, I suppose. I didn't really sing any major Lieder works until I was 40. I started with Die Schöne Müllerin, and 3 or 4 years later, I decided to sort of go for the pinnacle, as it were, and go for Winterizer. I learned both cycles actually with Roger Vinyals, first of all, and he was a great teacher and a great sort of leader into this fantastic repertoire.
The poems by Wilhelm Müller, who's also the poet for Die Schöne Müllerin, is Winterizer a kind of sequel?
I think it's very very different in many ways. I mean, Die Schöne Müllerin has a real narrative story. You're with a young man and you follow his journey right through to the end. Winterizer is more of a sort of existential journey. It was Samuel Beckett's favourite piece of music, and in many ways that's sort of something that speaks to me very clearly, that it is a journey that you can take on many different levels. It is about landscape, it's about lost love, it's about sort of being an outsider. And in a way you get 24 almost postcards from this journey, showing you the different stages. Of course, he ends up finally just with a man who plays the hurdy-gurdy, almost a non-music musician. He hears this music that just has a drone going on, and fears, I think, that is what his life is going to become.
Poetry and music on the same level, complementing one another, Müller and Schubert?
Well, Müller famously said that his poems were sort of incomplete, and he needed somebody to give the music to the songs that he wrote. He did really write very lyrically, and with, I think, an imagination that they would be put to music. And, you know, he never knew that Schubert took on these poems and made such masterpieces of them. So, I mean, Müller is a forgotten poet in many ways, apart from these cycles, partly because he also died very, very young. I mean, Schubert died aged 31. Müller was about the same age when he died, and possibly would have gone on to do far greater things.
And finally, can you just pick out a few songs that you see as mileposts in the course of the cycle?
Well, there is a song called The Signpost, Der Wegweiser, which is towards the end of the second half. That, of course, is a very significant song. It points its finger towards death. In the next song, Das Wirtshaus, the poet, the journeyman, learns that actually there is no room for him in the inn. It is a cycle of that sort of trudging on. It's not bleakly. It's not as sad, sentimentally sad, as Die Schöne Müllerin.
It's grey rather than black, in a sense, isn't it?
It is, but it has a sort of, I think, a sort of wonderful bracing stoicism as well as this incredible music, and I mean, it is sort of talking about how our lives can seem to us. Under most severe circumstances.
Mark, thank you very much. I'll let you go and relax for a second. As Mark was saying, Wilhelm Müller wrote once, "My songs lead only half a life, a paper life of black and white, until music breathes life into them, or at least call it forth and awakens it if it's already dormant in them." And that concern about collaborating with a musician is expressed in the final lines of Winterizer, when the traveller poet meets a hurdy-gurdy player and wonders whether it's his destiny to work together as a songwriting team. Müller, as we heard, died just before Schubert at the age of 33. He didn't ever know anything about Schubert's music. He must surely have been delighted if he'd heard this, if occasionally bewildered. Schubert was said to have looked haggard throughout the period he was writing Winterizer. The illness he'd had for some 5 years by that stage was tightening its grip on him, but he did find the poems themselves spine-chilling, affecting him more than any other songs he'd written. And at the first private performance of the cycle, Schubert's friend Franz von Schober told him he only liked one song, Der Lindenbaum, The Lime Tree, to which Schubert replied with great feeling, These songs please me more than all the rest I've written, and in time they will please you as well. Winterreise begins with Gute Nacht, good night. The poet leaves the house a stranger just as he came into it. The daughter of the house had encouraged his love for her. Her mother even spoke of marriage. But now he realizes the daughter loves another. So he tiptoes away in the moonlight, unseen, unheard, writing good night on the gate so she can see he thought of her. So now, please welcome Mark Padmore and Simon Lepper to perform Schubert's Winterreise, Winter Journey.